mitochondria or any of those things was, but he has all the answers. Darwin has all the answers.
I've lived my whole life and I've never seen a man breastfeeding. Maybe it happens all the time and I just missed it.
I think that is a true thing. I mean, it also, generally we think that a human being has one heart per human. But I think also there are like one in a billion conjoined twins, for example, which used to be called something else, but we can't say that anymore.
Siamese twins is offensive. I'll say it. Is that really offensive now? So, I mean, if I'm going to get canceled
this is
for
one of the games
Siamese
we play on the radio show. I say that the thing that is like supposed to be said now, Clay's like, oh, the other thing? I'll say the other thing.
I didn't even know Siamese twins. I found out Eskimo you can't say anymore. I can't keep up with all these things.
There are Eskimos. There's also Inuit, though, and Aleut, and these other tribes. So that's
chest
why they
feeding, evidently. I'm not going to be able to say breastfeeding anymore.
I can't keep up with all that. We need a fact check, though. Is male lactation really a thing? I'm going to have to talk to some hashtag science about this because I think it's very rare.
Maybe Fauci will come on and talk to us about chest feeding.
Let me tell you, sometimes when Mother Nature decides it is necessary for chest feeding, we can see it right.
I think Fauci could breastfeed. I mean, if I had to pick a guy right now who was most likely to breastfeed, it might be Fauci, to be honest with you.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
The last couple of years have been bumpy for business owners. How about a break? If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge, getting your hands on it.
Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too.
They do all the work with no charges up front and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales.
Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is available for a limited amount of time. That's GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
I got a question. Is your dog a picky eater? Or maybe has bad breath, dull coat, low energy, or even some digestive issues? Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, founder of Rough Greens, and for decades, I've taught humans how nutrition is critical for our optimal health. Well, the same is true for our furry family members, which is why I created Rough Greens, because unfortunately, dog food is dead food. But Rough Greens is packed with live omega oils, essential vitamins and minerals, powerful probiotics, digestive enzymes, and tons of other things. And your dog will love it. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve their health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens, the easy and smart way to improve your dog's health and longevity. My dogs and I are so confident your dog's going to love it, we're going to give you a free Jumpstart trial bag. All you have to do is cover the shipping. Get your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today by going to roughgreens.com. That's R-U-F-F-Greens.com.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money in the end, call me. Did the other guys promise that? Huh, you already know that answer.
Paul Powell, more lawyer.
Some restrictions apply.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A teacher strike in Columbus is over. At a news conference last night, Columbus Education Association spokeswoman Regina Fuentes says the strike was worth it in the end.
More than 4,000 of our members stood strong on the picket line. Our community joined the fight, and we won victories in all of three of these issues that will impact every one of our nearly 50,000 students in Columbus City Schools.
Fuentes speaking with WSYX-TV. The DPAC calling for 4% raises each year of the contract, including plans for building improvements to ensure that spaces are climate controlled, reduces class sizes, and offers innovative paid leave benefits. In Detroit, a 19-year-old man suspected in the random shootings of four people, three fatally, has been captured after a tip from someone close to him. Police Chief James White says the man may have been suffering from mental illness. The investigation is still underway. Also at townhall.com, NASA delaying the launch of the Space Launch rocket system from the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral because of a fuel leak in one of the rocket's engines.
A highly anticipated launch will serve as a key test for the Space Launch System and the Orion Exploration Spacecraft, which NASA plans to send more than 40,000 miles past the moon. It's the first in a series of integrated tests to eventually send astronauts back to the moon in 2025 or 2026. The next available time for the launch is on Friday. NASA officials say the SLS rocket's engine bleed could not be remedied in time for the launch, but the rocket will remain in its current configuration. Engineers are currently assessing a plan and gathering data to repair the engine. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off 112 points, the NASDAQ down 62. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Early Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable, single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1566.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, if the folks at Dream Las Vegas feel a bit crowded, they have good reason to feel that way. A surveying error by a contractor working for their neighbor, the Pinball Hall of Fame, has resulted in the arcade encroaching on the Dream's property by at least 8 feet. An attorney for the Pinball Hall of Fame says that error resulted in the arcade thinking it owned more land than it really did. Both sides say the property line issue has been settled with no hard feelings. The 531-room hotel casino broke ground this past July on Las Vegas Boulevard, this just south of Russell, near the Welcome to Las Vegas sign. The boutique-style hotel is expected to open in early 2025. The Boulder City Police Department is going green. They just bought a new fleet of Tesla electric vehicles. City officials say the move is in part of an effort to reduce its consumption of fossil fuels. Police department officials said as the city's biggest user of gas, the deal will result in long-term savings and help in environmental efforts. And the Las Vegas Aces, they went on to lose game one of the WNBA semifinal 76-73.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, if you're heading back into California after a long weekend here in Las Vegas, do expect some delays on Interstate 15 southbound at the California-Nevada state line in Prim. Also, you are bumper-to-bumper Interstate 15 southbound at Spring Mountain.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday. We get a brand new week started, August 29th. We're almost done with August. We got Labor Day coming up, and it's gonna be a marvelous, marvelous holiday. Hope you're ready for it, maybe a short work week next week. Joining us, as he does every Monday, is my friend Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, formerly with NPRI. He is knowledgeable. He is really, really good, and he's spot on when it comes to public policy. Victor, how was your weekend, my friend?
It was great. Thank you. How about yourself?
Just trying to stay cool as best I can. I mean, and I guess what? This week it's going to get worse?
It sounds like it. I mean, my word. We thought we'd made it through the worst, and summer's got one last punch for us. So
yeah.
Everybody stay cool.
You came up with something in your column this weekend that I thought was fascinating. I don't know that I agree in total with it, but you asked the not-so-rhetorical question, why Nevada Republicans should propose raising the gaming tax. As a loyal conservative Republican, I don't want to see any taxes increased. Why the gaming tax?
Well, it's a two-part proposal, right? I want government to be small, and that means I want taxes to be low, too. But, you know, in order to do that, you have to form a winning electoral coalition. And what we've seen in Nevada for a long time, really, is that the big gamers are interested in sticking the tax bill on anybody else. And if that means supporting Democrats, and it usually does, you know, they'll support Democrats to try and curry their favor and, you know, have a broad tax and not one focused on them. And so, you know, what I suggested and proposed is you lower the gaming tax, or excuse me, you raise the gaming tax while lowering the sales tax. And so you offer a, you know, broad-based tax relief to Nevadans, and you offset it by increasing the gaming tax. And, you know, the reason for that is just, you know, Republicans are going to need a different coalition member if the largest businesses in the state are more interested in protecting their backsides than advancing free market principles. And that's what we've seen. And the thing that happened last week that really brought it to the forefront was the Chamber of Commerce. You know, and obviously gaming is the dominant industry here. the Chamber of Commerce endorsing Steve Sisolak. just about as absurd as you can get. I mean, it's hard to imagine a governor doing more to attack business than Governor Sisolak did, and yet here we are. And so I think Republicans have to look and say, what's our most foundational principle, which is, I think, is limited accountable government, and we can have, how the taxes are collected for that government. This is what I came up with.
But gaming will never, ever, ever in 1,000 years support a tax increase on gaming. Is that a given?
The who? I'm sorry, cut out on me.
Gaming. The gaming industry would never support such a move, would they?
Oh, no, of course not. I mean, basically their strategy for the last few decades has been, at least a couple of decades, has been, we'll support a broad business tax. We won't fight for limited government. We won't fight for things that would actually decrease the need for tax dollars, as long as any tax is broad and they don't want to be singled out. Which is certainly an understandable thing. I think there are problems you can say with industry specific taxes, but politics is not about the perfect; it's about the possible. And so I would encourage Republicans to go out and actively appeal to working class voters, the voters working in the casinos, the voters working in jobs around town, and say, look, here's a way to lower your bill, lower the sales tax, and it's revenue neutral.
I'm curious about the Chamber of Commerce endorsement of Sisolak. Did they give any explanation as to why? I mean, it makes this guy closed them down. That's why they call it the Sisolak shutdown.
I know. I mean, the explanation was so laughable. I mean, it was like, oh, he's giving out money from the federal government to small businesses, and he, led us through the pandemic, and he's fought for education reform. And it's like, no, none of this stuff makes any sense, guys. Like, I'm not buying it. Sorry. So, what I think, my personal opinion, is the gaming industry, and again, I put it at the feet of the gaming industry because I think they're the ones calling the shots, basically say, well, look, if Lombardo gets elected, we know he's going to be, pretty conservative. We don't have to worry about new taxes. But if Sisolak gets reelected and we've come out in opposition, I mean, he's just going to come after us and he's going to hammer us. And so we're just going to, adopt the strategy of, well, I hope that, that he eats us last. And I just, that keeps happening to Republicans with these large business groups, as they go and they endorse Democrats and they support Democrats who are actively opposed to their interests. And that makes it really hard to form a winning coalition as a Republican if you're relying on these types of groups. And so, if they're not going to be reliable, it's time to go out and find some voters and appeal to different voters.
So another, just so I've got this right, you're essentially saying let's change horses, so to speak, in this race, and let's figure a way to put together a winning electoral coalition. Is that about what you're looking at?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, this is something basically to go to voters and say, look, here we are, we're ready to propose lowering your taxes. Vote for us. And we're going to do it in a way that, the government's going to receive the same amount of money. It's not going to be, any change there. And then, you help tell the gamers, you tell the businesses, well, hey, you guys want tax cuts? Go help us cut the size and scope of government. And then we can start lowering your taxes, too. So, it's just you got to change the incentives. And, it's just you got to look around. And if the people who are supposed to be your allies are not your allies, then you've got to adjust.
Again, joining us, Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You read his stuff. What is it, Monday, Wednesday, and weekend?
Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. Let me ask you, in a wave election, could what you want be accomplished simply by a wave election? This changing of the horses, so to speak?
I think this is kind of a longer term idea. I don't think it's something that Lombardo has given any indication that he would do. But if there's kind of a new crop of Republican candidates start working their way up the ranks, I mean, the thing is that taxing gaming is broadly popular. that's why the gamers are so terrified of it, is because you basically take the, you know, the thing the Democrats run on is, look, that person's got a lot of money, go tax him. And guess what? That's popular. And so they've tried every trick in the book to keep that away. And, you know, at some point you just got to say, okay, well, we'll take that trick too, and we'll go right to the voters.
We always ask the question, what is it that this voting bloc and that voting bloc really want? Hispanics, for instance, what is it they really want? African Americans, what is it they really want? And I don't know that anybody's ever asked the question of gaming. What is it that gaming wants?
Well, they want to make money. I mean, they don't want, you know, basically, they don't want to be singled out. Their gaming taxes here are very low compared to the taxes around the country. And they know that, you know, it'd be very popular with the public to tax them. And so what they want to do is they say, well, we will support a broad-based business tax. You know, so we'll come and, oh, yeah, we know it's so important to invest more in education, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we will back a broad effort. And so basically they're worried about being singled out. And so, you know, their compromise is, well, you know, as long as you tax everyone, we'll contribute as well.
And by the way, we know there was a mining tax, but how did gaming come out of the last legislature?
Well, they did good. I mean, there wasn't a gaming tax increase. You know, the teachers union, basically had that ballot initiative, and they used it. You know, they basically blackmailed the Democrats into saying, pass some sort of tax increase now, or we're going to put this gaming tax and this sales tax increase on the ballot. And lo and behold, you know, the powers that be moved, and they had a tax on mining, but they didn't end up with the tax on gaming, and gaming wins again.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, three-time-a-week columnist with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Lots going on around the state, around the country, and much of it has to do with Donald J. Trump and the raid on Mar-a-Lago. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevada's expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues, gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship. Taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B, stuff you need. I love these people, and we thank them every day. Nevada Trucking Association. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone call, see what's on your mind. Go to JD. JD, you're leading off. Whoops. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I thought I was told to go to JD. I'm sorry about that. Victor, obviously. A new poll just out, an Ipsos poll. 6 in 10 voters want Trump as the GOP nominee. Does that surprise you?
Well, no. I mean, I think in terms of, you know, he's the most prominent Republican in the country, and so, you know, part of that is just a function of pure name ID. I think you've seen Trump's numbers move. I think you've seen them decrease, obviously, after the raid. I think you saw a little bump. But I do think that if there is a challenge from someone like Governor Ron DeSantis, you're going to see those numbers come down in terms of people who support Trump. It doesn't shock me that Republicans still hold Trump in high esteem. Obviously, he has a lot of accomplishments, and Republican voters think fondly of him. But I don't think they're to the point where it's just going to be a cakewalk if Trump decides to run for re-election.
I'm curious what you think we know differently today than we did Friday when the judge unsealed the affidavit that led to the search warrant at Mar-a-Lago. Do we know any more today than we did Friday?
I'm not sure we know that much more. I mean, obviously you can see some of the specifics, but the document was so redacted. It's hard to kind of tell, how did they know what were they basing this off of? Was it justified? I still think the whole thing looks extremely sketchy. I mean, it looks very much like a fishing expedition authorized by President Biden. And his administration against the former president. The timing is extremely suspicious. You know, you can't say, oh, we were in crisis about these documents. I mean, well, you know, the Secret Service is securing the location because it's former President Trump's home. And, you know, you don't wait 18 months for something that you think is like, oh, it's just a crisis. We have to go in now. So, you know, is it something where Trump should have returned the documents? Maybe. You know, but you can't tell me, oh, everything's impartial, and then, you know, the DOJ is just leaking like a sieve.